Hello, this is the Exotics Fan, Al speaking.
Oh, hi. This morning I was sitting outside and I found a rainbow lorikeet that wasn't...
Wasn't doing too well?
It was moving around. My partner picked it up and it was quite tame. So we put it in an old cage and covered it up. So I'm not sure what to do with it now.
Sure. And what suburb were you guys in?
Woody Point.
Woody Point. Fantastic. Well, you are more than welcome to bring this little guy into us and we can have a look and see what is going on with him. You know, with some of these wild birds, when they are a little bit compromised, a little bit unwell or a little bit in pain, they can seem a little bit more tame than they actually are. But we'll check that and make sure that it's not someone's companion at all. And we've got... we've got carers that we can send these guys out to as well. So if he needs to be rehabilitated, but if you were free today, feel free to bring this little guy on through and we can check him over and make sure everything's okay.
Okay, awesome. I'll bring him in the next hour or so.
Yep.
Will he be all right in the cage for another hour or so?
Yeah, I'd just pop in a little bit of water for him, just make sure he has that. And for another hour, that should be okay. Even just popping in maybe a little bit of apple or a grape or something like that. Just
I've
as,
got some
as
birds,
food.
Steve. I've got some
krill
birds, please.
Yeah, lorikeets won't eat seed. They're a frugivore, so they will eat like fruits. So if you do have even just a little bit of like spinach or something like that as well that you've got, just pop
spinach,
that
I've
in
got
there. Yeah, spinach, apple, you know, banana. Probably a little bit too stressed out to eat, but if he wants to, then at least that's there. And then just making sure that he's got a little bit of water in there as well.
Okay, so should I chop up the spinach or?
You can do, just to add it in there, especially if this little guy hasn't eaten overnight or even potentially for a few days, if he is feeling a little bit unwell. And then we can give him a crop feed or we can help him out when he's here.
Okay, sweet.
All right,
I'll bring him in soon.
Fantastic. We'll see you guys soon. Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye-bye.